Hey guys!
Welcome back to the Talos of Tech podcast, everybody. Since Drew doesn't like to do the intro because Nick is going to interrupt him, I do the intros now.
Me interrupting things? Never!
Anyway,
never
like I was saying.
We have an event! Unleashed!
Unleashed! The beast!
Unlimited leashing!
Power! It reminds me of the old OS X welcome screen. Do you guys remember those days?
I love
those
days. Yes,
the old leopard one.
It's like, that's what the invite looks like.
Yes,
to me. So,
gentlemen, if I may,
I'm pumped.
Yes, you may.
You may.
Just this once.
I hope somebody answered that phone because I called it. Ooh.
No, you did.
No, nobody called the date.
You did not.
Even Drew
okay,
didn't
so I was
call
off
the date.
By the for whatever reason on Monday is weird, but I was like. It's going to be the 19th. And Drew believed it so much, he pre-filmed a video. Just
no,
to
well,
spite.
To be fair, I,
he edited it in 2 seconds.
I pre-filmed 4 videos, but yes.
Yeah.
So I covered my bases. I did one for the 12th, 19th, 26th, and November 2nd.
Yeah.
Wow.
But
none of them were correct, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But you were
we
still
have
first.
Google to blame for that.
It is
yeah,
Google's
why,
fault,
what, what's
it?
Up? What's up here with Google? Come on, Google.
They unveiled the phone, but now they want an event for it to
make sense.
Unveil it more?
Yeah.
Even that, more unveilings.
Here's the price now and the Tensor chip. Bad idea to unveil your first custom silicon the day after the M1X chip drops.
Yeah.
That's going to be
yeah
slaughter fest. But oh, well.
That's me cutting the necks of the pigs.
Oh, okay.
It's morbid.
It's extremely.
It. Everyone, fill out your bingo cards. Randy got morbid.
What are we all in the market for something at this event?
Oh my goodness.
No.
Okay, Nick is saying no. Even though, for the record, on the last podcast we recorded, his Mac died on him.
This is not the fault of my Mac. It's the fault of my friend sending me a game that he's building, and it overloaded Safari and crashed everything.
That sounds like a Mac problem
well,
to me.
Sounds like an M1 problem.
I think it's probably more it was written for Flash or Intel or something, and it didn't work on the Mac. Uh-huh. One of those.
Shout out to that guy who
thank you.
Nick's computer.
Thank you, CJ. Definitely don't go play floppy.
Ooh.
Floppy hopper.
Welcome back to our anti-sponsor segment. Oh God! Well,
I
know Randy, you're definitely in the market, right? Ooh. You've been in the market for about 3 years now.
Today is the last day you'll ever see me with so much money in my bank account.
It's all going away. Do you have a budget in mind? Budget.
Just one lap.
Budget. I don't have a budget, but I am going to try to save some money in one sense, and that
so
money,
instead of maxing it out completely, he'll do it on the education store and save some money.
Imagine. Actually, no. I get the veteran.
Oh yeah, you get the veterans discount, huh? Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah.
You have to get registered through ID.me, and you can use that process. Mm-hmm. But. It's funny because I was thinking about it. It's like I'm going to probably most likely really push the SSD storage configuration, but like, where am I going to draw the line at the screen real estate? Because like I'm thinking of getting the smaller of the two.
Ooh.
If the specs are exactly the same, then save money where I can and get something that's more portable. But then I'm like, is $100, $200 going to be that much of a difference when it comes to pushing out the RAM and pushing out the SSD just by design of what I'm going to do. I'm future-proofing this thing. It's going to be such overkill. I have an internal competition with you, Drew, that I'm going to try to beat your iMac Pro because you future-proofed it so well over the years.
So
you want to hold it longer than I hold my iMac Pro.
Oh, wow. I'm going to try because you've done very well with it.
What's the record, Drew?
Yes, I have.
Assuming you upgrade in the next few weeks here.
Well, the record's still going as we speak.
Yeah, yeah.
But I got it December of 2017, so that's coming up on 4 years.
Wow.
It'll be 4 years this December.
Wow.
That's doable. You had your 2015 iMac until.
I guess Randy has the record at the moment, huh?
2015 until what? January, February? No, March?
No, I have the record.
April. Something like that.
Yeah, it was like earlier.
Of this year.
But
of that this doesn't year. Count. That yeah. doesn't count.
It's that a G4 count. Cube from 2000. It totally counts.
That doesn't count.
That's pretty old.
It that is extremely old, and I still use
it's
it every
not
day.
Using anything the... that has that stuff in there besides the chassis.
Come on.
The same computer for 21 years. That's
commitment. It's just
actually
commitment.
My dad beats all of us because he's upgrading his iMac next week, and he's had the same one since 2007.
Woo!
So
Woo!
He's due.
Wow.
He's buying a very old iMac, but it's still an upgrade.
Sir,
what iMac is he getting?
He found a
2009
Amazon refurbished. 2009. That'd be funny. He got an Amazon refurbished 2018 iMac. 21 and a half inch for like $500.
Okay. Well, I know a guy who's about to sell an iMac Pro if your dad hasn't completely pulled the trigger yet.
Instead of buying a $500 Mac, he can buy a $2,000 Mac, something like that.
Exactly.
But no, he didn't want the he didn't want a big one. He wanted a littler one.
So
and he's happy with the smaller size. I was just like, please just make sure you get one with USB-C. I was like, that's my one request. Don't get those old Thunderbolt 2 iMacs because then you're not going to be able to use anything.
I am having an internal dialogue in live time with myself about smaller or bigger screen real estate because if... let me finish my thought here, Nick, and I'm going to let you jump in because you'll know where I'm going with this.
Okay.
But if my rumors, which are always true, lead to be true, and we get ProMotion MacBook Pro, I am going to want to use it. And so much so that I'm going to want the bigger real estate screen to work off of. And now we've made a believer out of somebody who went on camera to turn off ProMotion. Now he wants it. Now he has it and he sees it. I think this is where I'm struggling the most. Unless I can find a display that pushes that out and I have an external display, I'm struggling to find a reason to stick with 60 hertz, if that's a thing.
Yep. Oh my God. I am so pumped for this spec alone. So last minute. So out of the blue, Ross Young's just like, oh yeah, it'll be ProMotion. And I'm like...
Don't you lie to me.
If
Don't
you're playing
you
me, I will never forgive you. I'm going to never believe a single word you say again. Like, oh my God. I cannot express how frustrated I will be with that man if he claims... if
he will become
wrong.
The Toby Flenderson of the Talos of Tech podcast.
Yes. He will instantly drop to 0% on Apple Track. Everyone never trust him again. So this
on Talos of
on
Track,
this.
You're going to go down to zero.
Yeah, on Talos of Track, there's only 100 or zero.
That's
with
it.
The accuracy ratings.
There's no Tim Cook and there's everybody else.
Everyone else is at zero reliability rating. So I'm in the market regardless. Even if it doesn't have 120, I need to buy this thing. So I'm trying not to get too excited for that.
Yeah.
Because
I
can't afford to wait any longer.
Okay, so... as we all know, Nick now understands the value of 120 hertz. I can't see it still, but I can notice when it's not there. And every time I use this MacBook Pro with 60 hertz, it's painful. I see the eight little mice, just like there's so many little mice on the screen whenever you move your mouse. There's just like 80 of them. And I'm just like, really? Really? We have all the mice? But it's not something that I'm going to upgrade for, and here's why. Because it's going to be beautiful design. It's going to be that unicorn design. I'm going to love it. I'm going to really want it, and I'm sure I'll get it to review, and I'm sure I'm going to really want that M1X chip. But I should not keep it, and here's why. Future Nick, listen back to this podcast and understand why you should not get the new MacBook Pro.
goodness.
Because I treat this 13-inch MacBook Pro like garbage, and it's terrible. I really wish I didn't.
You're a terrible boyfriend.
I am a terrible boyfriend to this poor MacBook Pro. He is just not having a good time with me. But
mine's a girl.
Mine's a boy. I'm sorry. What do you mean?
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that, Nick.
Is there something wrong with that, Randy? Is there something wrong with that? Is there something wrong with that, Randy?
Okay. I see what you did. Okay. Speaking of, just for our audio listener only,
bingo.
He showed his. That's a bingo. In context, Nick was showing a Pride watch band or a Pride watch face. And as of recording this, none of us have received our Series 7 yet, so we are...
Yes, it's going to be a long time until I receive my Series 7.
Gosh.
But we need to finish the MacBook. Mm-hmm. I have not been treating it well because there's so much dust down there in Starbase, like literally so much dust. And it's getting in the keyboard, it's on the trackpad, it's on the screen. I know that this computer is not going to last more than a year with its current dust intake. It's going to die. There are keys that are going to stick.
Cool.
I know I am killing this computer. But at the same time, I got it refurbished and it was super cheap and it does literally exactly what I need it to. I am able to compress Sirius 4K video down to 1080 in seconds on the minute. It is amazing through the amazing app called Compressor, and it does everything that I need it to except that 120Hz display. And it has a touch bar. It has a touch bar. Nick, future Nick, it has a touch bar. Do not let Apple convince you don't need a touch bar, because the touch bar is amazing, even though it only works sometimes, because sometimes it has little bugs because the newest betas don't take advantage of it. Go ahead, Drew.
I'm going to talk to future Nick for just a second.
All right.
Yeah, this is future Nick here, but Nick, when you're watching this, come on. Yeah,
I got it.
You and I both know each other. If anybody knows you better than you, it's me. And you and I both know, come on, man, you're going to get it. And you're going to be happy, because... bigger is always better. That's what a wise man once told me.
Okay.
I hear you saying you're waiting for the certified refurbished M1X Max.
You know,
now
this is
a bingo.
This is also true. So, like, as happy as I am with this current Mac, a couple of extra USB-C ports might be nice. SD card slot, whatever. I already have a bunch of adapters that I'm used to using. Whatever.
Lies.
What, Randy? That lies. Reaction. Lies.
One less adapter.
Okay. Lies. We can get rid of all of the adapters. Just no ports, please.
Minimal.
It'll be nice. I'm going to want it, and I'll probably get it to review, but I really need a computer that I can just use and not really worry about keeping nice and pretty, because if I had to do that, if I got, like, you know, a $5,000 16-inch MacBook Pro, I'm going to be scared to use it. And in the environments that I need to use it in, I need to use it. And I can't be worried about it, so I need to use it.
That's how that works.
But
Nick, question: are you going to be keeping? So with that, what a few more times, like you're running for office, and it's like, no more taxes.
To use it.
No more MacBooks.
Read my lips.
Now listen here, okay? No more.
If you like your MacBook,
you can keep your MacBook.
If you like your MacBook. You can keep
it. Quite
MacBook.
Frankly, I've seen a lot of MacBooks, okay, folks, and I like the one I have. It's great, believe me.
No, I'm going to take a different direction, but go ahead, Randy.
Nick, in that scenario, where does your 12-inch MacBook and your Mac Cube fall into this ecosystem now, then?
Yeah.
I forgot he has
12-inch MacBook? I honestly forgot about that, too. Thanks for reminding me, Randy. I need to find that.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that's a good memory.
It is.
Man,
it
I'm
is
so good.
Not being used as much as it should be. To be honest, I didn't get the 12-inch MacBook to really use. It was a collector's item. But the Cube definitely has a very functional purpose. If we ask my camera to focus on the Cube and my lovely mess of wires underneath it, it is main purpose at the moment is to upload archival content to the cloud after I'm done doing daily stuff. So. Every night, that Cube is busy uploading stuff, and even into the day. Right now, I was uploading 6 terabytes to Google Drive, and we are currently at 31 hours remaining on it. So It is busy.
That's why you look pixelated.
Yeah. That's definitely why.
No, that's you, Drew, man. You look like a water art mark thing.
Looks like a watercolor
painting. I'm
going to
take a screenshot and show you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
But anyway, all that to say, I'd love a new MacBook Pro. I'm sure it's going to be beautiful. But my current workflow is not at home, and I would not feel comfortable bringing a computer that was more than $1,500 out into the dusty dunes of Starbase. So,
agreed.
Here we are with the current dunes. Mac. And honestly, it does everything I need. The M1 chip, like, every time I stick, like, 40 gigabytes of 4K footage into compressor and have it spit out 5 gigabytes of compressed 1080, and it does it in, like, 10 minutes, I'm always just like, how?
You know what's funny?
How?
I went back in 2019, and I listened to two of our tech podcasts this week.
Joy.
Uh-oh.
And Nick didn't want anything to do with any Mac. Oh. He was all about the iPad.
I remember those
and
days.
And we were talking. The reason I went back was
so
because
naive.
I don't have much of a thought process on how I felt about the 16-inch MacBook Pro back when I reviewed it, because that was the last time I had extensive use with a laptop that big. So I rewatched my videos and I re-listened to our podcasts, and I was, well, listened to them for the first time, I guess. And I heard Nick was so into the iPad, he was like, the iPad does everything I need. I don't know why I would ever need a Mac to do such and such. And Randy was like, what about a video podcast? And Nick was like, well, we don't need that. And and you need a Mac for that and that kind of thing. And I was going off about how fast the 16-inch MacBook Pro was and how it was comparable to the iMac Pro. Ironically, way back in 2019, Randy was debating if he should get it or not. So he was still in the market for a laptop 2 years ago.
My pain
and
is
the
real.
The most hilarious part of these episodes was the primary reason I decided to return the MacBook Pro and the reason Randy decided against it was because we were shell-shocked from the fact that Apple released the 15-inch MacBook Pro in May and then the 16-inch MacBook Pro in November. And we were like, man, they refresh these things every 6 months. That's too much. So I'm just going to wait for another 6 months. That'll be a better situation, and we'll wait. 2 years later, they've done nothing with that MacBook. They never updated it. And I said on the record on that show, I was like, yeah, I'm interested in having a computer that's as powerful as my iMac Pro, which surprised me. I don't remember this, but apparently the export times were the same. I did a video exported on the 16-inch Pro and the iMac Pro, and they were neck and neck, I guess. I didn't show a time lapse or anything, but I said, I'm going to wait until this gets another 6 month Intel refresh. That way I know for sure it'll be faster than my iMac Pro. And then that refresh never happened. The one we were paranoid about and the one that convinced Randy not to buy it.
Oh, my God.
It just, we were like, let's wait 6 months. Nothing happened
goodness.
For 2 years. Now we're here. It's come full circle.
I'm telling you right now, and come back to this date or one, Drew, and anybody else. I am getting a MacBook Pro this time.
Okay.
For sure.
MacBook Air was a stopgap, and it is showing its gap. And I'm like, it's got to...
It's showing its stop.
It's showing its stop. This is a placeholder that did me well, and my God, I'm so glad I at least listened to you guys this time around and got something. So, can you imagine this being done on the iMac still? I couldn't, but...
No, it wouldn't have worked.
No,
I'm telling you right now. You're right. Hell or high water, I am getting a MacBook Pro, and they are going to get at least $3,000 plus from me. Easy.
So what you're saying, Randy,
yep.
is that Apple is only going to release AirPods 3 at this event, and they're not going to release a MacBook Pro.
They have a special event for AirPods. The troll alone like will be worth it.
Their AirPods 3 unleashed. We took the
unleashed
Pro design and
AirPods.
Made it worse. Thank you.
We want to talk about two products today.
The
AirPod
left AirPod
left
and the
AirPod right.
Yes.
Yes. Three, the case. Yeah.
But we did
no,
just stop
the
there. We have
we're just waiting for the MacBooks to come up the whole time, and they're just going on and on about the AirPods.
And they're like, and you can use the AirPods 3 with iOS to instantly pair with all of your other devices. So you pair them, and we're all like, yes, yes, yes.
iOS is a great platform with thousands of apps.
And you can even use the Apple Pencil to scribble a note on
iPadOS. And now for the first time, you can now pair to your Apple Watch exclusive and have the enhanced audio so you can listen to the deaf people or whatever. And thank you for joining us today. And I almost said God bless America.
Good morning.
Thank you. God bless you. And God bless America.
Wow. Tim Cook is actually going to announce his candidacy for 2024. That's what this is about. Yep. Unleashed.
Yeah. I wouldn't be shocked.
It's not a MacBook Pro.
Did you know this is the first Monday October event?
It's because Tim Cook is running for president. That's what it means. I mean, it's like, if you look at it, 600 days before the first Tuesday in October, which is when
you
in 2023 is when all of the campaigns are going to start. And, you know.
When you got to announce your MacBooks on a Monday, but then announce your candidacy on a Tuesday. I mean, that's how that works.
Well, I know who Tim Sweeney's voting for.
Tim Sweeney.
Mark him in for anyone else.
I have no idea what you're talking about. What's Tim Sweeney?
Tim Sweeney's the CEO of Epic, Nick.
Oh.
So basically he's me crossed with Tim Cook. Okay, Tim Sweeney. I like it.
Oh, my God. I'm probably going to spend $5,000, I think.
Comparable.
Or something around there. Yeah. But I'm going to get as much storage as I can. I don't think I need to prioritize GPU. I think that mainly affects playback, which isn't that important. I did 8K playback on the M1 MacBook Air, and it was better than my iMac Pro. So I was like, okay, the playback is fine. So I don't do gaming, so I'm not that interested in opting for if they do an optional like 32-core GPU or something crazy like that. Probably rather get a crap ton of storage, but I'm just hoping that the 8 terabytes is reasonably priced.
Oh, it's not gonna be. It's not gonna be.
I know.
It's gonna be $8,000. Yeah, $1,000 a terabyte.
Do you think these MacBooks are gonna cost more?
Yes. Oh, yes. Those polls you tweeted out.
Oh.
I was the one person I think who voted the most maximum plus one. They're gonna be so much more expensive. You got to factor in inflation and the chip shortage. And the fact that these computers have not been updated in 2 years, plus the mini LED,
that's why the iPhones
plus
got more
the
expensive.
Redesign, plus everything. Shut up, Drew.
I see what you did there.
Shut up, Drew.
Shut up, Drew.
But no touch bar. That's going to save about $1,000.
But now you got ProMotion.
A lot of people seem to think
they'll be cheaper.
And that's
going to cost about $1,000. Mini LED ain't cheap.
They added ProMotion to. ProMotion has never resulted in a price hike.
No, but Mini LED has, and I think
$100 on a $1,000 iPad. Yeah,
I think.
So $500 on a $5,000 MacBook.
Those are just better profit margins. These are for pros, you know, and pros are going to be spending a premium on that. You spend a premium on your iPhone Pros. So, and your AirPods Pros and your iPad Pros, you are going to be spending your premium on a MacBook Pro. And I think that's appropriate because these things, we saw the power. I'm an example. And Nick too, even in his own cube example though, these are an example that like we're using non-pros to do pro stuff. And they've done well. My God, I'm so ecstatic because now it's like I can get something that is appropriately named and it's going to have that headspace for growth. And I think the name of the game is longevity when it comes to these chips. There's nothing inherently wrong with the MacBook Air that I'm using. And I would say the Mac Mini is fine, what Nick is using. But we also acknowledge that this was the first gen and it just completely killed Intel's self-esteem, and their ads show and their ads show it, you know. It's killed their self-esteem, and this is just a Gen 1.
They've lost all hope.
And now imagine, now they had a whole year of just refinement, and that's how it's going to keep compounding on itself, and it's going to have the same future as these A chips did for iPhone. And like the iPhone, you got phones that go back to the first gen SE that can still run today's iOS just fine. And that is what the longevity game is going to happen with MacBook Pros, when we're talking about the not just the operating system for the next version, but also just the that headspace of growth that you can do in Final Cut, in Logic, or if you want to use Motion, or if you want to do anything. And the only thing that's going to kill it is its own successor. That's the only thing that is its threat now.
M2X.
M2X, M3X. And at that point, the numbers are so absurd. Like, what do you need that for? We've tapped on this before. We've upgraded iPhones in the past based off of incremental upgrades. They start slowing down, but we noticed the pillars to be battery, camera, and you can make a case for screen real estate.
Battery.
And battery. At least for Nick, it's all battery.
Camera and battery.
And battery. But that's pretty much like you focus on, and because that's your daily driver, you're using that all the time. Kind of important. But when you think about a MacBook, or you think about the Mac line as a whole, it can be your daily driver. Like, people use it for work, sure, but it's not to be used the same way as an iPhone. So that's, to me, that's saying that, like, it's going to be plugged in, it's going to be docked. The peripherals matter, which is why if we're getting legacy ports back, the peripherals do matter. And it's really about the software catching up at this point from applications that are going to be able to utilize all this new stuff. So longevity, I don't see a need to upgrade. And this part might age very poorly, but after this, if everything is true that we think we're going to get ProMotion, everything is what we've suspected for the M1X, I don't know why I would need a new chip anytime soon within the next 3-4 years, which is why, like, I'm going to try to compete with that iMac Pro that you've been working with, like, in longevity, because I don't know what...
I'll compete with you.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see who can hold on to the M1X longer.
Statistically, I have lasted longer in my Macs than you have.
You have. But this is a good reset point. We can both start from scratch on this one. Since in the past, we've never both bought a Mac at the same time. And now we are. Now we're both going to be ordering. I think they'll be available to order right after the event. So this is going to be interesting.
All right.
You know what one feature I would just absolutely cry for if we get?
Center Stage.
Yep. That's it. I want Center Stage on the Mac. I will throw all iPads in the garbage if we get 120 hertz, mini LED, and Center Stage, and an M1X, and Mac OS on a MacBook.
No, they'll put iPad OS on the MacBook.
Oh, there's an idea.
There's an idea.
Yeah, you have the cursor thing.
What's the joke? Like, in America, we put Mac OS on iPad. But in Russia, we put iPad OS on Mac.
And it's got black bars at all times.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's the 4x3 aspect.
Bless you.
But I'm getting myself pumped up just by going back and rewatching all my 16-inch MacBook Pro videos, because I was like, man, I look happy. I was like enjoying it.
You're like back when Consumer Tech was interesting.
This is so cool. And I'm wondering to myself, like, what are we going to be wrong on? Because every event, there's always some part of the leak, and there's always some detail that was like, well,
what if it's the exact same design?
I was thinking that.
I wouldn't be mad, you know? I was thinking to myself, I was like, I look so happy with that 4 Thunderbolt port MacBook with it. I like the touch bar. I'm sad to see it go. So if they kept the exact same design, it's just M1X now, even if there's no mini LED, I'll be like, all right, cool. Let's go. I'll buy it. I'll take it. I can live with 4 Thunderbolt ports. You know, I've made my peace with, like, yeah, I don't need the SD card slot. I don't need HDMI. If you want to throw them in there, go ahead. But as long as I got a few Thunderbolt ports to work with, I don't mind. But if it turned out all of those leaks were wrong, I could imagine a huge portion of the community being so upset and annoyed with all the leaks being incorrect. And us just being like, yeah, it's fine, whatever.
It's like Series 7. I'm here for it.
Yeah. I actually wanted... Right now we're hearing leaks that there's 3 Thunderbolt ports alongside MagSafe, HDMI, SD card slot. And I'm like, okay, that's fine, whatever. And if it turns out that's all wrong and there's just 4 Thunderbolt ports, I'm like, well, I still have more Thunderbolt ports. Whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm... The design upgrades with the display and the extra ports, to me, this is all supplemental. I'm really only here for the chip.
Yeah.
The silicon is all that matters. It's like, you could put that in an ugly, well, not that ugly, black bezeled laptop of any kind.
Not an iMac.
And I'll, I'm just going to be taking too many trips. I need a laptop.
Okay.
It's,
welcome to the nomad lifestyle.
Maybe if they come out with my dream iMac, I would want to opt for a cheaper MacBook. Instead of spending $5,000 on one laptop, I would spend like $1,500 on one laptop and then $2,000 on an all-in-one desktop. But I don't think it's going to happen. I'm kind of given up. I've admitted defeat on the dream iMac. I just, it's either never going to happen or it's going to happen and cost way too much. So I just need to let it go. It was a dream, and that's all it'll ever be.
Let it go.
Yeah. Oh, what movie is that from? Lion King?
Yes, Lion King. Yep, Lion King.
Oh, I knew it. Yep. I got this stuff down, guys.
We'll love it.
How about Mac Mini, though? What about M1X Mac Mini?
Yeah!
Is there a... That's going to be cheaper. You don't have to take it out into dusty fields.
Yes.
You could put an M1X chip in your cube and have far more performance. You could compress things far faster. I know your time is limited. You've got so much work to do. You need the fastest tools possible, just like you need the best camera in the iPhone possible, right?
Yes.
That's why you're willing to upgrade incrementally.
Definitely wasn't
the
battery.
Sell your 12-inch MacBook because it's a waste of time and use that money on the M1X Mac Mini.
All right, so the M1X Mac Mini, 100% interested in this, mostly because, as I have famously stated, half of that G4 cube is completely empty. So I'm fairly confident that with the M1X Mac Mini getting a slight redesign, slightly smaller, I can literally just stick it, case and all, inside of the cube.
Yes.
Super easy conversion.
Okay.
And then I'll have an M1, I'll have the world's first M1X M1 computer.
Do a video with the exact same thumbnail, just M1X instead of M1.
And it's only like 8 seconds long, and it's just me taping. It's just me taping the M1X Mac Mini on the other side of the little tray and then popping it back in.
No, Nick, go over and redub where it's just like, and today we're looking at the M1X. I am so excited because all I did was take the case off again and put this new soldered board in there.
Okay, so we're all in the market for something on Monday then.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. We'll see.
Oh.
Okay, so the problem is, Drew, I'm like, I have every... This might be the first time in a long time that I'm like legit satisfied with my current ecosystem. Like, I'm not lusting after anything at the moment.
You're
like,
never satisfied.
Yeah, that always happens right before the event.
It always happens
and
right
then
before
it all
the
changes.
It all changes. But here we are, right before the event. I'm satisfied.
He's not
and
wrong.
Smiling. I'm satisfied and smiling. So that's how you know this is working. I'm quite happy with the MacBook Pro. I'm quite happy with my iPhone. I'm quite happy with my cameras. I'm quite happy with my 3rd-gen iPad Pro. I'm quite happy with my Cube.
I hate everything.
I'm just happy, okay? Pharrell Williams has nothing on me.
That's a good line. I am done with this iMac Pro. I've been using it for nearly 4 years now. I'm ready for a mix-up. I'm thinking of all
those
the things we've
numbers,
gone
Drew.
Through together. You held on, I would say, far too long
I
to
did.
That iMac.
I did.
There were several times where you were like, this is not working at all. And I was like,
yeah,
get rid of it. It's terrible. Yep. The iMac Pro works fine. Although, because I tried to find our old 16-inch MacBook Pro podcast, I went back on YouTube and I was like, oh, we weren't doing the video podcast back then. So I used the podcasts app on my Mac.
Thank you.
And
Thank
I
you.
Listened to the show for like an hour and it crashed.
Ooh.
I was like, did an app just crash on my iMac?
Ew.
This has never happened before.
Your
it
age
must
is
know
showing.
That the M1X is coming, so it's like, let's just artificially limit the RAM.
Definitely. We'll
just make everything start not working. This is the first time I've used the podcasts app, I think, ever on this computer, and it crashed. And I was like, well, I guess I need a new Mac. It's the only solution.
If I was ever looking for a reason, I just found it.
Yep.
How am I going to listen to my podcasts?
That was the last straw.
Yeah,
I need the podcast app. So that was it. Now it's official. Now it's decided. Definitely going for us. Well, I shouldn't say definitely. I'm aiming 16-inch. I don't think I want a small notebook because this might be all I'm working on when I'm on my trips or working far away. So I want the biggest display possible. And I'm kind of on a streak right now. Series 7, big screen, iPhone, big screen, iPad, big screen. I'm like, why do we need to slow this down? Let's keep it going. Biggest screen across everything so that we're all equal. And now I can't decide if Series 8 will have a bigger display. If I should wait for that now. Oh, God.
Don't make decisions on future promises.
I know. Mark
so
has taught us
your
well.
Biggest screen. I'm over here. Is like, I got my HomePod minis. I want a Mac mini. I got the iPad mini I want to hold on to. iPhone 13 mini. It just makes me feel really big in the presence of all this stuff. However,
I see.
However,
you're a giant.
We cannot ignore the pasta. I'm really. Foolishly, I am so hyped up on this promotion thing. Drew, what would you... Actually, no, Nick, you too. Let's say... Because I am convinced you're going to be in the market next week. So this is an open floor question. What would you guys do with your MacBook Pros with the promotion? Would you find a new display, a new display that can support that, 120s?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Apple comes out with a new cinema display. Are you getting it?
Ooh. Does it have 120 hertz?
Yes.
And how much is it?
$2,000.
How much? Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
I think so. I mean, it's going to be a talk with the wife, but.
So.
We'll need to sell a few things.
I hate the display. A few kidneys? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
I actually was like.
Between the two of you guys, your wife and kidneys. you have two extra kidneys, so. You could.
There you go.
Does anybody want my tonsils?
I have more than one kidney. I have several kidneys. I don't have a single 120 hertz.
Does anybody
display,
need A, B negative? I got blood.
Anyway.
You've always B negative. Sorry.
That's terrible.
How about you, Nick?
That's terrible.
I absolutely hate this display that's behind me. It has
okay.
zero things going for it. Its bezels are unequal.
What about the white bezels?
Well, you know, I really wish it did have white bezels. That would be much nicer. If it had white bezels...
Take that, Drusev.
But it doesn't, so I hate it. So it has black bezels.
Gonna look for monitors
right now.
Its
chin is much thicker than the top borders. I really wish it was uniform.
Is that some Jay Leno chins
right
there?
Right, yeah. Philips logo, not an Apple logo. Totally needs an Apple logo. Can you guys hear me?
Fair.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fill the talk.
Oh, okay. Well, I can hear him. All right, so while he's looking that up and doing all that, I I want a new cinema display from Apple, and I want the latest and greatest.
Yes.
And I want...
Oh, my God, please.
I want ProMotion, everything. And, Nick, please let me know if you can hear me, because I'm just talking. But I do... I want all things ProMotion. Not because I need it, but just because I want continuity. I like the idea of continuity of it all. And I want Series 8 ProMotion. Let's go there. We're there.
I was going to say, now's the time, Apple. We got to ProMotion all the things. So if I can have a ecosystem where basically the only things that aren't 120 hertz are my watch and TV,
yeah,
I'll be set. That's going to be amazing. So I'm already looking at monitors. I'm not going for anything fancy. Just high refresh rate. High resolution.
What are you finding?
I'm finding that, okay, if you want a 4K display, really cheap.
Okay.
You know, $200, $300, $400, you can get a really nice 4K display.
Ho, ho, ho. Separately. Let's switch to backup here.
We heard you the whole time, Nick.
I know you heard me the whole time, but both of my AirPods were given the bloop, 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 bloop. Bloop, 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 bloop.
Oh.
Okay, 4K, so, $200.
200.
4K is cheap. 144 hertz, super cheap. You can get a high refresh rate monitor for $200, $300. But you want a 4K high refresh rate display, suddenly the price jumps substantially.
Mm. Oh.
I don't know why, but 1440p high refresh rate, not that big a deal. 4K 60 hertz, not hard at all. Very cheap 4K 60 hertz monitors, very cheap. 1440p, 144 hertz monitors, but as soon as you combine those two specs, it suddenly gets way, way more, more like $1,000 for the cheapest.
Whoa!
So that jump is making me wonder if I care about having a 4K display that much. Hmm.
Drew, and I can tell you, every day since I've gotten this cinema display here, the 3:1 aspect ratio, the highest resolution is 1440. It is more than good enough. Can I see the pixels?
That's what I'm thinking.
Can I see the pixels, and do I notice a difference? Yes. Does it actually change the things? No, it's more than good enough. I'll purposely go to your video and go to 1080p at 60, and I'll be like, okay, yeah, on YouTube, this is mine. And then I'll bump it up to 1440, and I go, oh, yeah, I saw the shift. I have a harder time seeing the shift from 1440 to 4 than I do 1080 to 1440. It's obviously really noticeable from 1080 to 4K, but it's the drastic change happens between...
Everything over 1080 is a noticeable jump.
Right, but going from 1440 to 4K, 1440 to 2160, I can notice it if I wanted to look at it, because I did it on the iMac many times, but I can tell you... sitting at a proper distance from the monitor and I'm not wearing my glasses all the time. Right. It's not. Right. No, it is more than good enough, especially in context of price. I'm not going to give you $1,000 for something like that. If it's not, I don't feel
comfortable. That's what I thought.
Not when I'm hearing you say a 1440, 120 hertz for a couple $100. I would comfortably
do that.
There's
a lot, actually. Pretty highly reviewed. I just looked up, you know. Actually, I don't see any 120 hertz monitors. They're all 144 hertz, but it looks the same to me. Actually, a lot of 165, but...
Oh, my. So you're saying even
several
better?
That are...
Even better.
27 inches, 1440p, 165 hertz. So that's the kind of monitor I would use when I'm at home with the computer. But I used to have a Predator monitor that I gave to my friend that was... 165 hertz that I use right next to my iMac Pro, and it was 1440p.
Did you notice 160 more than 120?
No, I can't say I have. Okay. I'd be lying if I said I
remember you having that display.
I think it's very slightly noticeable, but you definitely have to look for it. Like, if you would have told me it was 120, I would have been like, oh, okay.
So cool. When you go back, when you went back and looked at the 1440. When you had it side by side?
Yeah, side by side. I had a 5K display next to a 1440p display. It was like, yeah, if I look really close, if I get my eyes up close to the screen, I can obviously tell a difference. But if you're just sitting at a normal distance, that amount, I think I even recall in my older video saying I would have taken a cheaper iMac Pro with a 1440p display.
You did say that.
The 5K resolution was not important. I remember saying that a lot because there were a ton of people saying, like, but Drew, you bought your iMac Pro because of the 5K. And I was like, no, it was for the I.O. and the performance. It had nothing to do with the 5K panel. In fact,
right.
I think Apple was way too ahead of themselves when they introduced the first 5K iMac because there was, like, nothing the GPUs of that time could support at a 5K resolution. It was pretty much only good for photos.
And 4K like was not picking up at that point. I remember they really got ahead of the
game. Yeah, it was like, it was kind of there, and they were like, no, we're going to go even further. And I was like, do you need to? I mean, I've used 32-inch 4K monitors and thought this is plenty. Like, I do not need more pixel density than this at this screen size.
Yeah.
And yet Apple's doing 6K at 32 inches. They always got to go the extra mile with the pixel density. And I don't think it's necessary, so I think it might be good to stay true to myself and be like, 1440p, good enough for me. Save some money. I'm just really looking for thin bezels at a high refresh rate. That's pretty much all that matters to me. I don't want a big chin and big fat bezels that I've been looking at. I'm genuinely jealous of the monitor my wife uses for work because it has very thin bezels. Even though it's just 1080p, it's like a 21-inch monitor. It's pretty small, but it looks so clean. The pixels go right to the edge. And I'm like, dang, that looks good. I just hate all these. Obviously, when you look up high refresh rate displays, they're all like, yeah, gaming. Whoa, we can put all this gaming stuff on. And I'm like, no, just get rid of the logos. Keep it as clean as possible. I don't want to see any of that. So I'm trying to find, like, without much branding, like a thin bezel, neutral looking high refresh rate screen, but they all have too many logos.
This is the exact issue that I've come across, which is why I'm still using the old Philips monitor. You don't know how many times I've looked. The only display I like the look of, there are two, I guess. The only two displays I like the look of is the old Apple Cinema display and the new Apple Pro Display XDR. Neither of those are displays I'd want. One of them for the price, and the other one for the price. You can't find an Apple Cinema display for less than $1,000 today. Okay, maybe $500, whatever. But they're overpriced for the 1440p Thunderbolt 2 monitors that they are. So.
Oh, they're that much? I bought mine for like a couple hundred bucks.
I don't know.
Well,
I looked for a while.
That wasn't the Thunderbolt
one. They were pricey. And you had to get like a plethora of adapters to make it even work. And I'm just like, really?
Right.
And then the Pro Display XDR is like $5,000 plus $1,000 stand. I'm like, that's like way too much. Sorry.
Yeah, I think it's very dated now with mini LED. Like, it feels like no one should be buying it at this point because people are like, yeah, but reference monitors. It's like you can get the exact same display specs on an $1,100 iPad that comes with a whole M1 chip, a battery, Face ID, everything that's in an iPad. And that has the same contrast ratio. It has the same dynamic range. It has the same nits, peak brightness with HDR. Like, it's spec for spec other than the size. It's, like, identical to the specs of the Pro Display. And the Pro Display's got this big, thick back on it. And it's a dated... it was, like, an early attempt at mini LED, but it wasn't officially mini LED until the iPad did it. So now that MacBooks are getting mini LED, it feels like... You know, that this does feel like a perfect time. If you're giving extreme dynamic range to MacBooks and, you know, more people are working from home, why not showcase, like, here's a XDR external monitor that's using the same display tech that we put in the MacBooks that isn't absurdly expensive, but it's Apple, so it's got to be up there.
At some point, I started showing my screen, Nick, so I don't know when, but... We might have to block it out. I don't know. It just happened. Not that
sharing what screen?
Whoops.
I started sharing my screen in OBS.
Oh, gosh.
OBS.
Oh,
dear. I was looking. I was like, why is my... I saw my dog and I saw
Did
my...
Did you have all of your credit card information on that?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
His social security.
Block it out.
49
Everything
minutes.
Was up.
I actually have to edit this show.
He's
Dang it.
I'll take a look. I'll let you know the specifics. But I think you're right, Drew. I think this is the time to do displays. Let's get a cinema display back or whatever you want to call it. I don't want another collaboration LG thing. I want Apple to bring their aesthetic back because
yes,
it, bring Apple.
It's
back.
Timeless.
It's timeless.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is like that. As far as clean, minimal designs go, the Pro Display is like impossible to beat.
Yeah, literally doesn't have a camera.
It's just the price. Yeah. Yeah, that part kind of annoys me. I wish it did.
Holy shit. That would Face ID.
I wish it had Face ID.
Right?
With how thick it is, yeah.
Totally.
If you could do biometrics remotely with the keyboard, you could do Face ID.
Yes.
Or if they just gave us an iMac without the chin of the computer and maybe a black bezel option for Drew, I'd be all over that. I would bought that
for sure.
Probably even for the same price as an iMac. Without a computer, I would probably at $12.99. I'd probably buy that.
That's a great price. It's incredible how expensive it's.
It would need to be 120 hertz though. I would need to do. Would need to be a slightly better panel.
I'm not gonna have 120 hertz on the laptop, the iPad, and the phone, and not have it on the monitor. That's part of the ecosystem now is promotion. Mm-hmm. So, man, I'm getting so pumped and hyped.
Humped?
For
I'm getting so humped for this.
I'm hyped and pumped. I'm getting so pumped I'm forgetting that my Series 7 is getting here today. Are you excited for your watch to arrive?
I could not be more excited to have the UPS man drive right by my house and not deliver anything because I didn't order one.
I know. You slept in again. How about you, Randy? I know you haven't been wearing your watch, but
I haven't, as I'm wearing it today. I'm wearing it today more as a, this is a symbolic wear. I am wearing it with the leather loop that I had since the Series Zero, and I'm doing it because today we will be transforming the Series 4 leather loop with the Series 7 new leather strap thing, and I'm appreciating this one last time. You know, I like the black watch, and I like that there's color options this year, and I like all the colors, but there's something really cool about just having a space gray option for the aluminum.
Sure.
And I saw iJustine and Your Average Consumer, at least those are the two that I watch, got the green. And they both said that it's a subtle green again, kind of like the 11 Pro. And
right.
That doesn't make me mad because that means you can still kind of customize your watch bands if that's a thing for you. But having a hint of green, I'm excited for it. And that's the only reason why I haven't sold my 11 Pro yet, because maybe there's an option there where I might want to go all greened out. Maybe. We'll see. But more importantly than anything, I am really excited for the screen update. And
me too.
And
I can't believe so many people consider this a minor year.
It's not. Right? It's not. It's not.
Driving me mad. Everyone's like, this is a 6S
it's
Apple
not.
Watch. I'm like,
I'm in a group chat with Space Mike, I guess is what we call him now. And while we were recording, he sent us a tweet from Zone of Tech, Daniel, the UK guy, and he's wearing both his, I think his older series and his new Series 7 side by side, and it is so drastically bigger. It is huge.
Oh, dude, the screen's enormous. It looks so clean. I didn't realize you could get bezels that thin on a watch.
It's just screen alone, it's not a minor upgrade, but even more so, okay.
This is the Series 6 was a 4SS, really.
It
we
really
had
is.
Two S years after the what, 4, wh- and this what? Feels like a real year because this screen
where
do, is huge.
Where are we drawing the line? If we're talking about aesthetics, the aesthetic has changed. If we're talking about internals, then you're getting new, by internals for me, I'm not talking hardware, I'm talking about the watch face and what is it? Exclusive. You're getting exclusive watch faces that can go within a QWERTY keyboard, and you're getting actual interface changes that are happening to the watch that is only going to be on the Series 7 with the QWERTY keyboard and having those custom or exclusive watch faces and stuff. And even more so for me, I think more than you, Drew, I haven't got any of those updates about an always on display blood oxygen or any of that stuff. Last thing I got, which I think we all got, was a sleep track or something. The Series 4 didn't really have much going for it besides the aesthetic. So I'm getting ECG yeah. was the last thing I got. I did not get a compass. I did not get blood oxygen. I did not get always on display. And
no, now, I don't get how all of those things are considered major. Well, always on display, I could see being a big deal, but for some people. But like the blood oxygen thing. Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some random phone number just called me. The blood oxygen thing, I never used. I only used it for the sake of the showing that it can do it. It was never. I went on hikes. I went at high altitudes, and it was always like 97, 98, 100. 97, 90. It was like useless info. And yet this year everyone's like, oh, all they did was increase the display. I was like, yeah, if every Apple Watch upgrade can be dumbed down to like one or two major things.
Right.
Like everyone, even the Series 4 was like larger display, ECG. So you could do the same thing with this. It's like faster charging, bigger display.
Faster charging. Arguably, the bigger display is more universal than blood oxygen or always on display. Yeah, because
that helps everybody. It's not one piece of the market.
And it's a brighter always on display, blood oxygen.
Yeah. So there's... I don't understand why anyone would consider this a small year, but...
Because they wanted the squared off design, and they're married to that concept, right, Nick? They are just married to it.
Unfortunately,
and that and you're wrong for that.
The thing with the squared off design is that at least with the bezels I've seen on anything with a flat front, you can't get them that thin.
Yeah.
Like, I'd agree with that. You know, even the Apple, the iPhones, you know, they're flat edged and they can't get that thin. With the curvature, you can get it thinner.
Right.
So.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Fine.
It's kind of an optical illusion, you know, like how they get the pixels going off the sides like that. Like, I don't know. People were saying like the marketing's deceptive, but if you'll go and watch your average consumer's video that he got of all the different angles from the sides of the display, I was like, that looks exactly like the marketing. I don't know what people were talking about.
And if you want to talk about marketing, the very first Apple Watch had more stuff going on the display than what really shipped. And every marketing image ever, the colors, for example, are always enhanced, more vibrant, really show it. To say that marketing is different, and
colors are the deceptive part.
You're being misled on marketing. It is marketing. Show me a burger joint that gives you, except In-N-Out, because In-N-Out's perfect. Fight me, Whataburger people. You know, show me a burger that looks like what it looks like on the marketing image. Marketing aside, that part doesn't matter.
We're seeing
many. What?
Every In-N-Out burger looks like the marketing image.
Thank you, Team In-N-Out.
Wow. I just thought about it. You're right. I've never had a bad-looking In-N-Out burger. They all
never
look...
will.
Continue.
So, In-N-Out. I'm getting hungry now. I miss In-N-Out. take marketing images away. I know. Since the embargo lifted, we've been seeing nothing but more and more photos and videos and stuff of the watch, and it looks great. I don't know what you're expecting. Are you want? This is you know, obviously for our audience. I'm not asking you guys, but what do you want? Do you want a completely bezel-less Apple Watch? Because that's the only way you're trying to improve this design based off of screen real estate. If we're talking about how much of a bezel there is in context to screen real estate, this is the thinnest bezel, and if you're not happy with it, you're wanting either, this is what I'm hearing, I will take a bigger bezel if it's a flat display, if it's squared off, or I'm hearing people say I want a bezel-less watch. Either way, I don't see bezel-less being a thing. You need to have, I mean, just unless they completely re-engineered the chassis of it again, and there's just, it's this big, you know? It's like it's so small. There's no reason to go through all mm-hmm. those changes. Every single series has been a minor upgrade. The biggest upgrade was going from 3 to 4 because that was the first time we saw it really get pushed to that limit. But since then, it's only going to get smaller and smaller. It's the same thing with iPhones. You know, it's the same thing with, if we're talking about aesthetics, they're only going to be smaller integrations of it. I feel like it's the same losing battles. Like, I want a FaceTime app on my watch. I want this. I want it to replace my phone. That's what I'm hearing people say. But that's that's not Apple Watch's purpose. I don't think that was ever its intention to replace anything. But those are the same arguments I'm kind of being heard made. They like to blur the line the way they blurred the line with iPad. They're blurring the line by giving you a full keyboard on the watch as well. But you can't fully independently operate off of an Apple Watch.
No.
I can't get into my car with just the Apple Watch.
I still see people making that claim. Like, the watch is still dependent on an iPhone and it's not its standalone product. And it's been this many years and they still can't make it its own thing. I don't think the Apple Watch would be better if it was independent. That's my issue.
No, no.
I think the setup process would be more complicated.
I agree.
You could do it. They're like, now do it without your iPhone. It's like, oh, now you got to type in through the keyboard the Apple ID, the password, and set up, connect to Wi-Fi through the keyboard. Like,
that poor battery.
Why? Yeah, poor battery. Why would you want it to be separate? Like, a secondary device that doesn't need an iPhone to set up to. It's like, I don't know why you'd be buying an Apple Watch if you didn't have an iPhone in the first place. That's just going to throw off iMessage and activity, and Apple would have to make an activity app, and that means a Fitness Plus app over there. So they're going to have to do all that, and the experience would be worse. The setup time would be far longer if they made it a secondary, like, standalone product that didn't need an iPhone. It's like, they require an iPhone because that makes it better. Like, that helps the experience. That's probably what they would say if you asked them in an interview, but... I'm now paranoid that they're going to release a larger size Apple Watch next year, and I'm going to regret getting the 7 because I want to hold on to the 7 for a long time.
You don't. You don't regret it. You'll see it for what it is and be like, okay, more screen. But even if we didn't get a bigger screen this time around, your watches are not, I don't think watches are meant to be upgraded annually the way I don't think iPads are meant to be upgraded annually. And so when you do upgrade, you're going to get a healthy amount of new features brought to you. The Series 4, I was doing a test in live time in the group chat, and Nick, I don't even know if you saw that, but my battery was dying in the moment on the watch showing.
Oh, no.
I was taking screenshots, and Mike and I were going back and forth about why my Series 4 has to be replaced. In a matter of me taking a screenshot, every time I took a screenshot, I lost a percentage of my battery.
Wow.
Every time. Geez. Yeah. it was... Oh, no. It's bad. And I'm envious of people who have Series 4s and they're still keeping it, because I would continue holding on to the Series 4 if my battery was okay. But it's not. And I've had the Series 4 since it came out. This is around the time I had the Series 0, and I went to the Series 4. It just so happens to correlate with a new design, but it was never that intention for me. I would hold it to as long as I can hold out on it, because it makes that upgrade that much more valuable. And I think people lose sight of I don't want to say regular, but like non-techie people, when they upgrade something, they don't do it annually. And all the polls even that you've run, Drew, a lot of people don't upgrade annually. So you're still getting a healthy amount of new features, whether it's iPhone, iPad, Mac, watch, any hardware that you upgrade. If you don't do it annually, because you're not just putting your money, throwing your money like that at it, then... This is a major, major upgrade, and I'm of the belief that people who are complaining about the Series 7 is because they had a Series 6 with the intention of this new design Series 7, and they're like, it's a terrible upgrade. Well, if you have a Series 6, would not encourage anybody to upgrade personally. And even I, Justine, your average consumer, Marquez, they're all saying the same thing. They're like, this is the same way they were saying about 12 Pro and 13 Pro. You don't need an upgrade this year. I think the
realizations are setting in. Yeah, with the watch, people are just starting to click like, yeah, this isn't going to be a product that there are major upgrades for. There's not like, this is the S year and then we have a major upgrade. No, there's no major. Yeah, I think we'd still be in this problem even if the squared off leak was true. First of all, that functionally adds nothing. It doesn't. It's an aesthetic choice that some people like and some people don't. So it's like, I don't know why people were acting like that would have been the big upgrade. This is not a big upgrade. It's like, it's still just aesthetic argument. Is that this one looks better than the old one, and some of you thought it was going to look a certain way. And it's like that analogy you used last week, I think, Randy, of like if you tell someone, here's your coffee, and you fill it with
tea,
orange juice.
Yeah.
And they're going to go, whoa!
Unless they're like, Stanley
Hudson.
Hate
orange juice? Yeah.
Yeah, that's it's or true. You're going to get, if I give you something with the expectation of what it is, hey, here's your Dr. Pepper and it's root beer, you're going to be like, ah.
Yeah. Everyone got caught off because everyone had it in their mind what it was going to be, and it wasn't what they thought. But that doesn't mean it's bad.
Yeah.
You know, that's, and I my expectations were exceeded. I was like, this looks better than I thought it was going to look. At first I thought, eh, okay, it's just same basic watch design but squared off now. But now we're like, oh, huge display allows for new watch face capability, more content to be displayed, even the keyboard now. It's like, okay, this is something we all benefit from. The squared off design was not going to benefit everyone. That was going to satisfy the needs of a handful of, you know, people like me that are like, ah, the ecosystem all has to match. But the truth is, I've kind of given up on that because the ecosystems have never really matched.
Right.
You know, iPads used to be rounded on the back and flat on the front. Now they're flat on the back and the front. Now the iPhones are flat too, but they still don't, they have different colors. One is, I'm still going to have a steel phone.
No two space grays are the same.
No, I'm still going to have a steel iPhone and an aluminum iPad. So they're not matching there.
Yeah.
I'm still going to have Lightning on one and Type-C on the other. So this dream of chasing the chassis to all match, even though the iPhones are way thicker than the iPads are. Like, and the iPhones have glass on the back and the iPads don't. So it's like, this design symmetry thing is just unrealistic, so that's why I don't really care that the Series 7 ended up being curved, because all I really care about is larger display in the same form factor, but that's why I'm worried about the Series 8. That's my new thing. Because
this is,
I'm worried about the Series 8.
I have a feeling that if they made a 49mm watch, I would love it, and I would want to get that.
There is a market for it.
But I want to hold on to the 7 as long as I can, and I also don't want all my old watch bands to go to waste. So I hope that rumor ends up not being true. I won't upgrade for a squared off design though. I've kind of made peace with that. I don't think the Series 8 will be squared off, but even if it is, I don't really see how the display would be substantially larger than the 7 already is, and if it is substantially larger, how can the watch bands keep working? Like, they've kind of backed themselves in a corner there where if you alter the chassis too much.
Well, again, that's why you don't do the annual upgrade. Actually, here's why I'm envious of Nick, to be honest. But this applies to all of us and why we should hold on to the watch. Say next year there is a brand new squared off everything and it's bigger, 49. So nothing about Series 7 and before is going to roll over with, like, watch bands.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We know that then that's going to be the new design language going forward for a bit. I would make the case that that does not affect us for the reason that you're not upgrading regardless. So the watch bands that you have are still rolling through next year and the year until you're ready to upgrade, or until it's time to upgrade, that you still have your Apple Watch ecosystem with the watch bands and with everything in its own thing, because there are collectors out there who want to get one little of everything. And if you don't upgrade, say next year is the great redesign we all talked about. Okay, now I know I'm going to see that design or some variant of that design in about 3 to 4 years. So I have 3 to 4 years to make peace with the fact I'm losing my watch bands at that point. And that would only then give 3 to 4 years worth of building a new watch band ecosystem, if you care about that stuff, to have a better selection anyway when that time comes. So I'm envious of Nick, one, because he's saving money at the end of the day with the Apple Watch. I would not...
which he can put towards his Tesla.
Which his Tesla, the Mac that he's going to get. down payments, buddy. But also, you know, like, Nick is... I'm envious of Nick's, like... he's steadfast in his decisions. Like, I don't know. Since the moment he saw the unveiling, he was like, I'm sticking with this watch. I've tried to push him, and he's like, nope, I'm not doing it. I saw the Series 7, and I was like, that's my next watch. In the moment. It's the marketing green I love.
Because they showed the green one. Yep. Yeah.
That's all it took. You guys know me. I'm basic like that. I'm like, that's my next watch. But Nick's conviction.
They could just show the back. Yeah. They just show the metal color, and Randy's like, I'm in.
That's it. I don't even care. I don't care if you go back to Series 3 design. I'm getting that watch.
Ooh.
Wow. I don't think I'd go back that far.
I won't do that.
My battery is dying, awful. Guys. I can't.
I hate this. This is disgusting.
You are about to have...
All the time, it's dropping frames.
You are about to have legit... I think you're going to have euphoria endorphins released in your brain like none other... Going from that today to the Series 7, I think you're going to...
Oh, I know.
You're going to actually... I think you're being I think you're misleading yourself of how big of a deal this is going to be for you when you just look at it.
It's a 50% screen increase.
You are going to lose your mind. So...
I can't wait. I'm so pumped. I'm probably going to do that thing just like I did with the Series 6 where I just stare at it all day after I get it. I'm just like... be sitting around the house or just, you know, doing something at dinner and I just stare at it all day.
Yeah.
Nick, that's going to be me later.
That's going to be me as soon as that door knocks. I'm waiting for it. Nick, what's it going to take? Mm-hmm. All jokes aside, what's it going to take to get you to upgrade?
Yep.
See, look how convinced he is.
120 hertz?
Nope.
Hey.
The bezels look
Starlink compatibility.
Oh, dang it. Okay, if I could run a hotspot with Starlink via the Apple Watch, I would totally get that. And just like have to point, I'd have to keep it pointed minutes. Though. Like I'd have to find the nearest satellite right. And like track it this way.
The Dishy McFlatface has a watch band. And
there you go. No. The Dishy McFlatface. That one. I don't
4680.
It's been a rough day, guys. Don't make it worse.
Dishy McFortysix.
I shall make the suggestion. 46. I'll pass it out upstairs.
Thank you.
I think
Thank you.
Only thing that would really get me to consider upgrading would be my current one getting broken in some major way. It's a stainless steel, silver. And I have stainless steel polishing pads, so even if it scratches, which it has, I can see some scuffs.
I could
use one.
I can just polish it out real quick, and it looks
amazing.
Where's
the gold one?
The gold one? I sold it.
He got rid of the gold one
like
over
a year
ago.
Yeah, like over a year ago.
This whole time, I thought you were rocking the gold.
No, he got silver.
I can't see that, Nick.
Over a year ago. Sorry. Yeah.
Let me switch to
Basically,
there we go.
Nick and I have the same style of watch, just from different years.
Bring it more to your... There we go. Interesting.
Yep.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm jealous of your sapphires. I wish I had sapphire glass. I've never used it. I've never experienced it, but...
It is much better.
I'm still undecided, actually. I really want to get the Nike Starlight Series 7. It looks so
Which
good.
Which one did you end up
and
getting,
it has
Drew?
That exclusive...
Midnight.
Midnight?
No. Graphite.
Graphite.
Oh, that's right. You got stainless steel.
Oh, okay.
I got steel Series 7, which was quite a bit. Because I do plan on keeping it for the long haul.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time...
Talk to me about Starlight. What's
Starlight
that about?
Option.
Talk to me about that.
I don't know, just the matte finish. The only reason I got graphite was because I knew I wanted the sapphire because this was a long-term watch, and I was in a toss-up between silver and graphite. I definitely didn't want gold. So I left it up to the poll. I put it up to the audience the night of the morning of the pre-orders. I was like, okay, which color do you think I should get? And everyone basically said, match your iPhone. Your iPhone's graphite, so get a watch to match the graphite. And I was like, oh, okay. And I've had a silver watch for years. I know what the silver steel looks
because
like.
Because it's so the perfect one.
It does look good. I was undecided. I was like, I can't decide if I want a color that matches the phone or silver, because silver contrasts well with everything. And most of the audience was overwhelmingly graphite. So I was like, okay, I'll do graphite. Only reason really for the sapphire, but the steel polished look, I'm still not a huge fan of. Like, I'm wearing one right now, and it's very fingerprinty, and it's very it collects little micro, what are they called, abrasions,
mm-hmm,
or
mm-hmm.
little issues like that. So I still like the look of the matte finish. It's just the glass that bugs me. I kind of hate that the perfect combo is basically the addition, because that's titanium matte with sapphire glass, but that's even more expensive, and I was already on the edge about buying a steel one. Although they're actually not as much as I thought. I was looking at them again. The graphite 45mm is $750, and the titanium is $850.
Oh.
So it's $100 more, and it comes with two watch bands.
The edition comes with two watch bands?
Wait.
Yeah, you can look this up. If you pull up Apple Watch Edition, go to the what's inside this box, and it includes a band of your choosing alongside like a grayish sport band.
Really?
Where's the Apple Watch Edition?
When I saw that, I was like, well, it's at the very bottom. Oh, they buried it, but it's...
they made this so confusing.
Okay, so it's $100 more, but you get twice the band. So it's really only $50 more in a way. But
that's not bad.
I didn't like...
But it's
I didn't like the
I don't like
game
that brushed
my mind was
finish.
Playing. It doesn't look like that, trust me. The website makes it look like there's grooves in the side.
Yeah.
In person, it looks just like the aluminum. It's just a matte
okay.
finish. It doesn't have that, which I was actually kind of bummed out about, because I like the grooves. But I didn't like that I was already spending way more on a watch this year than I was planning, and I was justifying it in my head. I was like, oh, you know, it comes with another band. You know what? Stop. I was like, Drew, don't. Don't do this to yourself. This is
stop. No,
this
no.
isn't a good idea. I was like, if anything, if I get the graphite today and I really really don't like it, I'll probably return it and get a Starlight Nike Series 7. Which
what is
forever,
it about Starlight Nike Series 7 that's the one for you? You just like the Starlight chassis?
I don't like Midnight because it's
blue?
It's slightly bluish,
yeah.
And I don't like slight colors, and Starlight is basically silver, and I like the contrast between the lighter metal with the black glass. I always thought that looked good. I tried red for a year, so I'm kind of done with red.
Mm-hmm.
The blue doesn't look half bad, but I do dig the blue. I just don't trust the marketing images. But I really like that Nike watch face. And the bands that come with the Nike watches are really good looking. That's still my favorite Apple Watch band is the blue Nike Sport. I'm going to dig that out of the closet today because I'm going to use it with the Series 7.
Do you like
7,
that
so.
New blue Nike watch band? Where it's like dark blue?
Not as much as the old one, but yeah. Wait, let me look. I got to get a good look here. But all the warped numbers on the Nike face, I'm like, oh, dang. Actually, I think I would get the... I don't know if you can switch them out, but I like the black band with the Nike holes in it. Like, that's a good look. So I'd get that with Starlight or something. I don't know. Is that
I really wish they just let you just buy the watch and not a band, because I already have a band, and like, if you just ship me the watch.
Oh, but you're going to not give me a charging brick, but you're going to give me another band that I don't want. Thanks.
No, I would opt, if there was an environmental option at checkout that was like, no charger, no watch, yeah, watch, but no watch band. They include no paperwork. It's just that little pouch that they ship in
like an Amazon Prime envelope.
Yeah, it's like a engagement ring box. Just the watch on the inside. I'd be like, thank you. I'll take that.
Yes,
I'm going to use
Tim,
MagSafe
yes,
Duo.
Yes, I say yes.
They're like, all the new Series 7 come with this USB-C puck. And I'm like, great, I'll never use it. Thanks.
MagSafe Duo.
I don't want to fast charge it. That's going to hurt the battery life, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe. They're like, these watches support faster charging. I'm like, can I turn it off? I'm going to charge it at night anyway, so I'm just going to put it on MagSafe Duo.
What a great thing that I'm never going to use because of, yeah, MagSafe Duo.
Yeah. What a great thing. I'm actually going to keep the watch band in the box. I still have the watch band. Yeah, it's right here. That my Series 6 came with unopened. So I'm going to try to sell these and see how much I can get for them, nice. Knowing that they've never
nice.
Been. I'm going to eat into my... my expense.
I don't like you can only get dark blue or slightly gold for Nike. I would have gotten the Nike.
I need to
one
see
again.
Them in person, but yeah. I'm probably just going to keep the graphite because I'm going to see the display and just think that looks amazing, and I don't want to have to wait 3 months for the Nike sure. Series 7 to be available. Be like, nah, let's just call it a day.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, there's a custom.
I'll be honest though, I still miss the ceramic.
I do too. Absolutely.
Can you imagine the Series 7 display with a ceramic chassis?
Oh,
I
actually that would I would upgrade.
Back.
I honestly.
Okay,
I would
we found
upgrade.
It.
I would upgrade because my favorite color is white. It's just so pure yes. and minimal, and like stainless steel is great, but like I would. I would pay $1,500
for a white Series
7.
I've seen a few
of
the ceramic watches back when they had them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Nick, if you don't care about the Series 7 display, you should look around for if there's
literally
some cheap
opening,
Series 5.
I'm literally opening eBay right
ceramic.
Now.
Ceramic.
Okay. We got a. This is our
Did
section
Series 4
of the show
have,
called.
Did Series 4 have the white ceramic?
No.
No, just Series 5.
I can't believe I didn't.
I don't know why I searched.
Then.
I searched eBay in the Amazon search field. That's funny.
Amazon is just like, what?
White Series. Oh, no, white. Oh, yeah. Ceramic white. Come on. What are they going for?
$1,000?
$1,100.
Yeah, $1,100.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
That's not bad. That's honestly
okay.
not bad. I might do that.
That's not Hold bad? On. What was it new?
Like $1,600, I think.
$900.
No, it was like $1,500, I think.
Oh, my God.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm going to do it.
I think he's right.
I'm going to do it. This is what I want. This is what I want.
Nick.
There's
well,
a
hang
Series
on.
3 ceramic.
This is
going
a Series
5.
This has always on display.
Is it brand new?
Pretty much. I mean, it's open, but it's new.
Yeah, it's new enough.
Yeah, it's ceramic. It's not going to be scratched or anything.
Man,
I'm going to do this.
I'm amazed how well the resale value has
I just sold myself
things.
On this. Dang it.
There's an argument to be made about these
dang
additions. You went, dang it.
I
see
wish
if I
they'd
can find
keep
one
it around.
For
I bet it
less.
Sold horribly.
I don't know why it did. Because
I love this.
Because
it's $1,400.
I know, but following probably. What the 17,000 Apple Watch Gold, like, and which
that didn't sell great either. I
but it held its value.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, these are investments, right?
Those are investments. I took one look at the green again right now, the marketing green that I have as I'm scrolling through the different watches. Instantly fell in love again. Like, I am so comfortable with that decision. If I can't have the white ceramic, good. this army green, Randy green as we like to call it, with that new green leather slab thing, magnetic, it's I'm so excited. I was hoping that this door was going to knock while we were doing the show, but alas.
I know. I'm actually thankful none of us have it because it would have sucked if just one of us had the Series 7 and we all had to. Oh, yeah. Is it great? Good night.
Oh, do you like it? Are you going to keep it?
I like it when we all have this.
You're going to see. You're going to see a. You guys ever seen a grown man cry about a watch? Because you're about to.
You're about to. Can we get ceramic AirPods?
Oh, the coloring. Oh, because it's like. Oh, that's a good idea.
That would just suck when the battery gets screwed on those.
Ceramic.
I'm really looking at this. I'm really looking at this Apple Watch here. Oh my gosh.
I'm not healthy for Nick's wallet.
No, you are not.
You're talking me into a Tesla and...
That blue's not bad, Drew. I'm looking at the blue. It's not bad. That's well, an okay blue.
I was having a good... I thought I was doing well. I had Nick... a good week, and then I talked for I talked with Drew for a couple hours, and now I'm buying a Tesla and a MacBook and a
Nick
watch
woke
and...
up this morning. He goes, man, my bank account is looking healthy.
My budget is so healthy. I was living within my means here. This is wonderful. Talks to Drew once.
Just a couple hours with Drew, and all of a sudden it's like, man, I'm buying a 2-year-old watch, and I'm getting a used What?
You should have held on to your Bitcoin, Nick.
Don't remind me. It's at 60K.
Is it really?
Oh, my
God. I just got the notification.
Oh, it's at 61.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Wow. I'm a buy and I'm a buy and ignore it kind of guy, so I have no idea what Bitcoin's doing right now. Let's find out. How rich or poor am I today?
Accept and
you're rich today.
Am I rich today?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Oh, my God. Not financial advice. Do your own research.
But get Bitcoin. You know, but...
Elmo laughs.
Get Bitcoin.
How long do you think I will hold on to my Series 7?
Well, assuming... we don't get this crazy upgrade next year. You can hold on to it for a while.
I make a video? My last Apple Watch for a while.
Hold me to
my
God.
Last Apple Watch for the next 11 months.
That I can do my last MacBook for a while.
Guys, I don't know how to tell you this, but I just looked at Bitcoin and I'm rich.
Yep. Yep, we knew that.
No good.
Drew, you should get... I think you said it on the show. If not, you definitely did it in one of your videos. Or a live stream or something. But you should get... or not get. You should do like with that.
Oh my God. I'm so excited for what
my
you're about
last to Apple Watch. My last MacBook. My... like... hold yourself.
My last video.
Talos of Tech, as you know, is going through a metamorphosis right now. I am still the Apple sheep, but the Apple sheep of tomorrow. For I will hold on to these products today. Or something like that. Like, you should give yourself that challenge of, like, I'm good on the watch. I mean, I'm good on the phone, definitely. I am now good on the MacBook because of promotion. I think the only way you will break Series 7, assuming this is the design language we get for the next couple of years, is if they do like promotion for whatever reason. You will buy it first and try to sell the 7 later. It doesn't matter what you'll get on the 7. You will buy it first and work on selling it afterwards. Everything else is like, well, it depends how much I can get for this or get for that. Not if there's promotion on the Apple Watch. You will buy that first, and then you will try to sell the Series 7. That is what I know.
Oh, my God. You're right. You're so right.
I know I am.
Ugh.
I hate
saner heads have prevailed to imagine on the Apple Watch.
Huh?
I have a...
What'd
you say, Nick?
The saner heads have prevailed on the Apple Watch. I just asked Zach Hall, because he had ceramic Apple Watches for a long time. I was like, hey, what do you think about them? And he was like, they're overrated. Okay.
No, they're not. He's lying. Get it. I changed my mind.
He had them like 3 years in a row. So like.
So you got a 12-inch 2015 MacBook because you loved it, not because you needed it. That's what this Apple Watch is to you today.
Man, is this a treat yourself day, Randy? Because it's starting to turn into a treat yourself day.
Well, let's see. You're not in the market for a Series 7. You have no interest of getting a MacBook. So you got to give Apple something.
No, but I'd be giving this random guy on eBay.
I need my stock to grow.
You need your quota to be reached.
What if I just...
We have a certain criteria as co-hosts here.
I'm going to coin a new term today. I think the Series 3 has con motion.
Whoa. Okay.
It's like... it's always like 30 hertz whenever I'm going between things. I know that the display doesn't actually change refresh rate, but it's just so choppy half the time.
Sure, as heck feels like
that. That makes me want 120 hertz on my watch really, really badly. especially if everything else in my life has it. Now I'm going to ruin
Wait,
all screens.
Wait, does Series 7 have
very
promotion?
Soon. No.
Okay.
But
so Series
I'm
8 will.
I'm
going
to want promotion. I better not. I'm hoping they don't do that. That wouldn't be good for the battery, would it?
Well, if it's
it's already LTPO.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's only LTPO up to 60 hertz.
Yeah, so they could have done 120 if they felt like it. They just haven't.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not a the iPhone was waiting on LTPO, but the Apple Watch isn't. So
yeah.
There's probably very, very little demand. You know, accounting for me and everybody else, Apple's like, okay, approximately one person really wants 120 hertz on the Apple Watch.
And now
Should
two.
I'll take
invest?
It.
You have made me a believer in 120 hertz.
So three people that are all on this one show want 120 hertz on their watch, but that's
we'll call
I,
it the Talos
I would
of
not
edition.
Be shocked if that's last. That will be the last product category to get promotion.
No. HomePod will. Mini will be the last product to get 120 hertz.
HomePod Mini?
Yeah, like you a little doob, 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 doob. That'll now be in 120 hertz.
Does that even work on a re? Does that even refresh?
I don't know.
I think it needs Zero to have a display to have a refresh.
It does. It has like it has like a 160
no,
pixel display.
HomePod Mini.
They're like honey, they're like 160 just, like LEDs underneath there.
Yeah, they're just little lights. They're just little
yeah,
lights.
Yeah. They're just like little RGB lights.
Okay. Do you guys think we're gonna get some curveball on Monday? I think we are.
Yes.
What's
the curveball? What's the curveball, Mr. Andy?
Yeah. Oh no! Let me hear
I've
Drew.
Been saying M1X for years. I think they're gonna pull something out of left field, and they're not gonna call it M1X. They love
what
doing something weird like that. With I don't know. It could be M2X, and then the M2 comes next year, and that's how they let people know like this is based on the A15 architecture instead of the A14.
Okay.
Or they give it a completely different letter. Like, this is the P1.
Ooh.
So the pros get a different class, and the M is just for
the
entry level stuff.
So will we get to the PP?
I hope so.
Yes.
Cool.
Big.
Good to know.
And I... Is center stage a curveball? That's something we're kind of just...
Center stage? Oh,
center
dude.
Stage.
What if there was center stage on the MacBook? Oh my gosh.
Possible.
Yes, please.
We talked about it at the beginning.
Oh, we did?
Yeah, but yes. I want it.
Oh,
okay,
we did?
Me too. I'm now on the record. I want center stage on the MacBook too.
It's not a deal breaker. Honestly, I can't. I'm trying to ask myself if there is a deal breaker. Is there something they could do that would make me not get this?
Oh,
white
absolutely
bezels.
No.
I think that's it.
Just
no,
all
you'll still
the white
the
bezels.
MacBook Pro.
I love it.
If it has white bezels, I'll be like, okay, MacBook Air, I guess the videos are going to take longer to export now.
You will
Who
not
cares?
Get... You will not get... No. No, I deny that because... I reject that because you're going to...
I put my fist down.
No, you're going to have it in...
White bezels.
No. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. You're going to have it closed like a clam and docked... And it's going to be feeding to your display anyway, so it does not matter.
I'd get a Mac Mini if that were the case, if I'd never planned on looking at it.
Well, you are going to look at it when
you're
on
vacation.
What do you
think? Yeah, that's why I wouldn't get it, so it's a deal breaker. What's your curveball prediction? What's going to come out of left field?
Do you have anything, Nick, before I tell mine?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm making myself a sandwich over here, so hi, guys.
Okay.
The show people should be able to see me.
Okay.
Don't let us interrupt.
I know. Super important things. I'm just hungry. let's see. Out of left field, from the event in total, I wouldn't be surprised if we got an AirPods Max 2.
Okay. Okay.
And this would have...
I would like that.
I think it would have two major features. One would be a price drop. Mm-hmm. And two would be this lossless audio quality.
Mm.
Oh wow!
And
so, is it still Lightning?
No, it'll have two Lightning ports, one for each side, because Lightning doesn't have the bandwidth to do the lossless
will
file.
It be Lightning?
So
no, it'll be two. Lightning.
Somehow it will be worse.
He got you there, Drew.
Okay. Well, you almost had me. I was like, if it was Type C, I'd probably buy those.
Yeah. So you think AirPods
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, because I was looking at AirPods Max on Amazon just a few days ago. I found a pretty good deal at Best Buy for an open box one. They do suck.
Yep.
For the price, they suck. But I found a pretty good deal at Best Buy for an open box one, and that got me thinking. And then I didn't like the color, so I was looking around online. And you can pick up a pair of AirPods Max for about $390 or so, which is high.
Wow.
For a year-old product, but I remember that was the price. We were all like, if it was under $400, we'd be a lot more interested in it. And there it is at that price, and I was kind of like, well, now I'm kind of thinking about AirPods Max. But now we have this lossless thing going on, and I think if they could come up with AirPods Max for $400 that have the lossless playback, maybe USB-C, maybe wireless charging, maybe a fancy stand. I don't know. All the other wish list things that we wanted from before.
Pro stand.
Yes, you just have to have the Pro Display XDR stand. That's the deal. Stand.
Yep.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
I could see them doing that. Like, just AirPods refresh. You know, just like random AirPods.
Okay.
AirPods 3. Yeah.
Well, if there is a AirPods refresh of any caliber, I don't think it's going to have screen time. I think we'll see a slight refresh in November or something.
I'm convinced. I don't know why they would save AirPods for a Mac event instead of launching them with the iPhone. Like, if your argument is they're not ready, then Apple Watch, hello.
Yeah, right, right.
So,
I think our theme this year with Apple products has been the display, with the mini LED and now ProMotion. Those have been tag chasers and things that you can really like tangibly show and compare and contrast. And that's what we've been having all year. And I think what will happen with the MacBook will be no exception to that. And that same notion, I would not be surprised if we see some type of new display that offers these same consistency with the themes.
Oh, that would be so
cool. That would be worth stage time because it goes along with the whole social distancing, working from home as well, and as well as like these are made for the
pros.
That's
what the cinema display used to be for. It was advertised as a MacBook accessory. Like, it had I had one. It had the MagSafe charger built to the display. You could not take that cable out.
That's
so,
right.
So, yeah, to come back to that and be like, here's the power of the M1X, and you can also connect it to something that's not $6,000.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm not asking for much. $3,000. That's still insane, but I'm just...
That's still insane.
A little bit
but
less.
But I would totally pay for it.
Less insane.
Just a little less insane.
I checked out the Pro Display at the store, and I was like, $3,000. I would do it for $3,000, even used. If it was an open box or... Used, doesn't even have to be refurbished. I'll pay $3,000 for this monitor, and I cannot find it anywhere. They're all selling for the exact same price as new.
Yeah.
So,
if you offered a new cinema display that's say 4 or 5K instead of 6 or 8, or like just bump it down a little bit, the cinema display that now has the same HDR, mini LED, ProMotion, and has all this stuff. I could see that being thrown out there. I can also see a refresh of some caliber with the HomePod, because it's now been a year. We're coming up on a year.
That's right.
We're coming up on a year since the minis, and they've done very well, to my understanding.
Yep.
So to now re-expand on the HomePod line to be like, hey, here's the one with the display that just happens to have mini LED or... ProMotion as well. ProMotion all things. If it has a display, ProMotion it. But even if it's just 60 hertz and it's just regular LCD or something, but the idea of having like a display version of a HomePod, I think, would also be well received and in line with competition with everybody else as well. This is also premised on the thought that there's not going to be a November event. That's what we would see. Otherwise, if we are to see a November...
I don't think there will be.
I
can't fathom what it would be about.
If we're talking Macs next week, wow, in a couple days now, if we're talking Macs and maybe an iPad or something, but really we're just talking Macs...
But we just had an iPad
at the
last event.
there's a lot to fill in for an hour to go over more than just Max. So I just don't feel like we're gonna see a November event. So,
no, I don't either.
Displays would be a great killer of 15 to 25 minutes. Not HomePod. But yeah, HomePod can give you a good 15, 20 minute run, and then another 20 minute run with MacBooks. And that's, I think that'd be a healthy event of sorts. And then you'll get a site refresh within the next 30 days from that to include updated AirPods, or maybe.
There you go. AirPods 3 dropping November. There that's you go. My guess.
I agree.
And the site refresh.
I think the same thing. Yeah. And then and that wraps up 2021, a healthy, good year for Apple, and well into the holiday season and full force ahead.
I think this will be a really short event, just like the M1. It's going to be 40 minutes.
Probably.
They're just like, look how great these new MacBooks are. Thanks, bye. And then we all got a rush to buy them.
5G. Right 5G, 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 5G.
We're bringing 5G to Mac.
You know, I wouldn't
and people
complain.
People would be like, yay, cellular, but, yeah.
But it's 5G.
Also, I hate 5G.
I would love LTE.
Can we just get 4G on the MacBooks?
Preferably.
Preferably, yeah.
How much Alrighty. More do I have to pay to get less?
Because Apple threw a curveball at us. It's looking like Nick's not going to be able to join us for the recap episode.
But I will try.
Okay. We'll try. We'll see what happens. But thank you all for listening. We'll catch you in a few days for a recap podcast. And stay unleashed.
Stay hungry. Stay foolish.
Stay unleashed.
Stay unleashed.
Wow.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.